Hadoso, we talk to Lehre from the Sham Show. So, inasmuch as the Riyah took place on the last day of the Emissive, so she becomes a Zoletane, and she is Mechayeves to count one clean day. So, that one day will be realized when? The following day. And the following day will be considered as Imenido. And it will not interrupt, suspend the commencement of the Imenido. That's it. But Bisil said that Tuv Minako, because according to Bisil, so she does not become Mishimeres Yemkin on the day the Riyah takes place on the last day of the Nizim. She doesn't become. She doesn't have to count Midraise an extra day, a clean day, according to Bisil. But according to Bishamai, so she has to come. And if she has to count, so we don't say, since according to Bishamai, she has to count, so the commencement of the Yeminido should be suspended. No, according to Bishamai, that she has to count, she has to count one clean day, and so the male on the 18th day, the last day of the Yidalu Yemizivo, she's Shedari is done, so she becomes his Zoletame, so the 19th day of the month, so she has to realize as a clean day, but the Yeminido commence. Now suppose, and she saw Dam on the 18th day, according to Bishamai, so she has to count the 19th day as a clean day. Then again she saw Dam on the 19th day, so she's again Shimeres Yei. So she will also have to observe as a clean day according to Mishamai. And suppose on the 20th she sees them again, so then she'll have two chiyuvim. First of all, according to Mishamai, first of all, she's a nido, but as far as the Yeminido is concerned, if she saw them on the 19th, so Mele that made her into a nido, so she has to count 7 days, clean or unclean, but according to Mishamai, she became Chayeves to count one clean day on the 19th. She wasn't successful in it, because on the 19th, she again saw down. So the male she's Mechayeves to count the 20th as a clean day, besides counting 7 days as a nido, so according to Mishamai, she has to count the 20th day as a clean day, as a Shemeres Yemkin Agadiyei. And suppose on the 20th she again saw down, so the 21st she has to observe as a Shemeres as a clean day. Suppose she saw down on the 21st again, so again she has to observe the 22nd as a clean day, but she has to observe, she has to count 7 days as a nido anyway, as a nido any day, and she doesn't, what she doesn't become is on a daily. Why? Because since she did not become is on a daily, upon the termination, on the last day of the Yemizivo, so the mele, the Yemizivo started to count again. There's the other. Anyway, according to Mishamai, so if a woman sees Dam in the last day of the Yemizivo, she becomes Zoletane. According to Bisilel, Midraisenat. All right. So he says, Vim loiroaso b'chol yudalo, yei, ad yei ma'achei, tiveles miyad limochose. So of course you shouldn't make the mistake. He's discussing only the rises here. Mid Rabbono, even prior to the Dakone of Bnei Yisroel Echmir al Atzmo. So she was Asura Libailo the next morning. So he's only discussing the rise here, because we pass like Bisila. Now, Uviyem Asiri, so we pass like Bisila. Here there is a very strange lotion. very, very, so he says, mid-reise, there is, so we, mid-reise, so if she sits down on the 11th day so of the Yemei Zivo, she doesn't become Shemeres Yom Kinegedim. Mid-Rabbonon, she does. Of course, now it's not relevant, this Rabbonon. Because now the halacha is that when a woman sits down, it doesn't make any difference, even either Yemei Zivo, she becomes his Ovek Deile. So this Rabbonon is not relevant now. And that is the reason as to why the tour here doesn't even mention that with the Rabbonon she has to count. Why? Because it's not relevant. Because mid Rabbonon now she has to count Zaynikim, not just one clean day. But prior to the Takone of Bnei Yisroel Echmiru Al Atzmon, Shafri Shimrei Stipes Dam Kecharu, so they have to deport themselves like it's on a daily. So there was a Rabbonon that even though Midraise she did not become Shemeres Yom Kineged Yeim, but Midrabonon she had to count one clean day. So since this Rabbonon is not relevant today, because as far as Midraise is concerned, she doesn't have to count even one clean day. As far as Midrabonon is concerned, so now after Takonas Rav Zeire, so she has to count 7 clean days. So it's not shayach to say Midrabonon, she has to count one clean day. That's the reason as to why the Tur ignores the Rabbonon's here, because it's not relevant. And Midraise, we pass like Basilel, so Mimele, she doesn't become Shemeres Yom Kinegedim. So that's why he says, Vimuraso, Bechol Yalefim Adim Achen, only in the 11th day, Tiveles Miyadme Mochose, Venitzri Cholish Mele, Yim Echod Mitarose. וביים הסירי פליגה, אם צריך לשמר ימחות בתארה, אם לא. Now, the Gemara in Nidek, the Rhein Beis, Omud Beis, Itma, it's in the middle. It's in the middle of the Omed, and there is a small star here before Asir. Itmar Asir. Rabbi Yechon Omar Asiri Kitchi. Machi Boishimo, Rav Asiri Boishimo. Rishloki Shoma, Asiri Keachadoso, Machadoso Liboishimo, Rav Asiri Liboishimo. So, in regard to Iriya's Dam on the 11th day of the Yemizivet, there is a machliket between Misham Misila. So the halacha is like Misilel, that she doesn't become Shemeres Yom Kineged Yeim, Midraise. Midrabonon is not important for us now. Now, how about, so we pass like Misilel, but the question is, according to Misilel, suppose she sees down on the 10th day of the Yemei Zivo. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Asiri Kitchi, Machi Boishimu, Rav Asiri Boishimu. So Rabbi Yochanan says there is a fundamental distinction between Riyas Dam on the 11th day and the Riyas Dam on the 10th day. Because on the 11th day, so the Yem Shimo cannot be realized within the Yemei Zivo. So that's the reason as to why we still say it, she doesn't become Shemeres Yom Kinegedim. Mishamai say, even though the Shimo has to be realized already on the Yemei Nide, doesn't matter. But we still say it does matter. In other words, that you cannot become a Shemeres Yom Kineged Yeim unless there is a possibility that the Shimu will be realized within the Yemei Zivo. But if the Riyas Dam is on the 11th, so then the next day is already Yemei Nide. So mainly she doesn't become Midraise Shemeres Yom Kineged Yeim. That's what Basil says. But Rabbi Yochanan says, if the Riyas Dam was on the 10th day, so all she has to count is one clean day. So the Shimo can be realized still within the Yemei Zivo. So she becomes a Shemeres Yom Kinegedim. But Rish Lakish says, no. Asiri kachadoso. Ma achadoso libo yishimo, af asiri libo yishimo. Af asiri libo yishimo. So according to Rish Lakish, So, according to Mishlokish, so then she becomes, she does not become Shemerasim Kinegatim. It's a special halach that Ma'asiri Kachadoso, Ma'achadoso Liboyishimu, Afasiri Liboyishim. Now, so since it's a machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Mishlokish, so it's a portion that the halach is like Rabbi Yechonen. And the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yechonen. That if the Riyas Dam takes place on the 11th day of the Mizile, she does not become Israel Dele. If the Riyas Dam takes place on the 10th day of the Mizile, so she does become, even though the Rambam doesn't spell it out so explicitly. But as the Mekeres HaMishnah points out, from the Rambam it's mashma that he passes like Rabbi Yechonen. I mean, he has to pass like Rabbi Yechonen. That's the cloud. Whenever there is a machleket between Rabbi Yechonen and Shlokish, so the halach is like Rabbi Yechonen. Now, but the lotion of the tour is strange. He says, "Uveyim asiri plige im tzrichol lishmelu yemechot bitareim la." So it's mashma that. What does it mean plige? Does it mean plige? There is a machleket samroim, but we pasken like Rabbi Yechonen. So why doesn't he say in connection with the Rie on the 11th day, where there is a machleket between Mishama and Bisilel, also plige? The answer is, why should he say plige? Mishama and Mokim Bisilel in Aloche, the din is like Bisilel. So why does he say plige in regard to the case where the Rie took place on the 10th day of the Mizive? There too, Rabbi Yechonen says that she is a Shemeres Yei, and the halach is like Rabbi Yechonen. So that expression, so maybe, so I mean, so we could say, Bishama Yimokim Bisilel is in halach. But Rabbi Yechonen Rishlokish, the Gemara doesn't say in halach. That's one of the calling that we passed like Rabbi Yechonen, except in four places we passed like Rishlokish. So Memele, he mentions plige. Not that he means that they are Rishenim who pasken like Rishlokish. Why should the Rishenim pasken like Rishlokish? Alright. Uveyim Asiri, but the Loshen is a little difficult. Uveyim Asiri plige in Tzricha Lishmel Yemechot Bitarim La. The machlek is between Rabbi Yechon and Rishlokish, so the Aloche should be like Rishlokish. Chalik Rabbi Yechon. Ovro kol yudalef yomim v'loi raso. Suppose she saw Dam on the first in the month. So then, on the 8th of the month marked the beginning of the Yemei Zive. The 18th of the month marked the termination of the Yemei Zive. And then, so the 19th is already the Yemei Nida again. Over Kulyami Romim Veloiraso, Chizeras Litras Yemei Nidus. You see that the tour doesn't pass like the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, not only Ovrokul Yamidav, Yomim Velo Yeruaso, Chuzeres Litras Yemenidus. According to the Rambam, so it's an uninterrupted Cheshbon, 7-11. So whether she sees or she doesn't see, I mean, that's how it appears. But the two passes like the Rambam. I mean, all the Rishenim passed like Rambam. So there are many kashes against the Rambam. We had the Gemara in the Iskusim. And then there is a sugya that is contrary to the Rambam in Irech and Tafches. So the shita of all Rishenim, except the Rambam, is that while there is aloche, of 7-11, but if a woman becomes a Zobek Dele within the 11 days following actual nidus, so the commencement of the Zion Yemenido is suspended until the woman has successfully counted Zion. So Mele, if let's say a woman, so only the fact that a woman became Zobek Dele within the Yemei Zive, that suspends the commencement of the Yemenide, of the Yemenide. But if a woman became Isabektane, it doesn't suspend, as we saw from Mishama. Now, but suppose a woman, she had the initial year on the first of the month. So then the first 7 days is what Yom Nino. And then the 8th marked the beginning of Yom Zivo until the 18th, inclusive. Suppose on the 16th of the month, Shedevi is down, on the 17th of the month, Shedevi is down, and on the 18th of the month, Shedevi is down. So she became, within the Yom Zivo, she became his other daily. So the Mela, that suspends, according to all the Rishonim, so it suspends the commencement of the Yom Nido and it's, so when will the Yom Nido begin, will be capable of beginning, only after she will have counted. She'll have counted Zayin Nikim successfully. So since she became Zohar Leila on the 18th of the month, so then she has to count the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th. I mean the 24th. And up to the 25th in Yochanan. Up to the 25th. So the Yom Nido will be able to start again on the 26th of the month. On the 26th of the month. So he says. So that's why the Torah says, "Ofotam yidam v'yomim v'lo yiroaso." But suppose she roaso, she saw down on the 16th and 17th and 18th. So she's not reserved to transmitidus on the 19th, but only on the 26th, and perhaps not even on the 26th. Suppose on the 25th she'll see down. So that will be seiseya. So then she'll have to start counting zayinikim again. The 26th. The 26th up to the 32nd. So then she'll be able, so the Yom Nido will be able to start again on the 33rd. So that's why the Torah says, Ovot Yodam if Yomim Ruyuraso, Chizer of Fris Minidus, Vimuraso Behem Nasezovo, Vein Chizeres Limianidus, Achigiulo Zayniki, Vios Yasfilu Yimianidus. I mean, there's the Sheet of Ramah. There's the Sheet of all the Sheet. Now, the Rambam, so there are so many sugyas to the contrary. So one teretz on the Rambam is that we said, since Teisa says the Kashi, the Flamed Zayin of the base, and the Braise that says, Mayim Minidusso de Inruyin Lizir. Why? Because once she became his other daily, so the commencement of the Yeminide is suspended until the woman successfully has counted Zayin King. So that's why you need to do so in real is even. So this is a kasha vim tima di bishile bo simon. Oma you need to do so shen reye ben eilu nisfira zi boso. Vi ishlema do osa maire mizo vektani. She reye ye yu dalek. Di yi midvei isabe be itchila snide veilu. Veilu. As we saw from the din of Nishama. From the din of Nishama. So in other words, but. So we could say that's one possible teretz on the Rambam. That according to the Rambam, there is a machlekes asugyes. The Braisi here agrees with the Psak of the Ramban, but the Braisi in Bosimon agrees with the Psak of the Ramban, and the Ramban paskens like the Braisi in Bosimon, in order to answer all the kashes against the Ramban. This Braisi and the sugi in Erechen Dafches, and then we had another Gemore, the last Omed in Niskusi. The Gemara says that Lamites of the baby because some are Pope Esther Mitaltim and Inon, Nido Peace from Esther is Imanion. Why Nido Peace from Esther is Imanion? Because as far as the Pesach Nido, that means the count of Yom Zivo Yom Nido, so we have to count according to the actual facts, not according to the supposed facts. So that means, according to the Rambam, it's not Esther is Imanion. So there are several sugyas that are contrary to Shilas Rambam. So one teretz is that the Rambam holds that there is a machlekes tanoi, machlekes abraises. So the mele this gemore daf lametes omud beis that says nido pisro mesli zayman inon accords with the braise daf lamet zayin, and the Rambam paskens like the braise daf nun dalet. That says you mean do so shinereye ben eilun isfira zivosa. That's one time. The Chavis Das, so he mentions a very big chiddush. While mitzad asvore, it's very, very reasonable, and that explains the Shittas Rambam, but in the Lashon of the Rambam, it will involve, to read it into the Lashon of the Rambam, it will involve a big deal. But this is what the Chavis Da says, that the Chavis Da says that vis-a-vis a woman who has a Veset Kavua, so the Rambam agrees with the Shittas of the Rambam. With the Shittas Rambam. Why? Because the Torah calls the Riyas Dam b'meisive b'loy eislidoso. What does it mean, b'loy eislidoso? It's an abnormal condition. It's an abnormal condition. Because if a woman sees Dam on the eighth day after she saw Dam on the first, so that's an abnormal condition. That means she's sick. So that's why the Torah calls it b'loy eislidoso. So it's not just as a simen. This is the din. The aloche of zivus depends upon the fact that it's below yisnidos. Below yisnidos. So, vis-a-vis a woman who has a veset kavua, so then we know what is normal, what is not normal. What is normal, what is not normal. If the riyas dam takes place in accordance with the cycle, so that's eislidoso. But if it is not in accordance, so then it's not eislidoso. And so mele, vis-a-vis a woman who has a veset kavua, so since she has a regular cycle, a regular routine, even if sometimes there is a deviation, but it doesn't matter, but generally, she conforms to a certain routine. So for such a woman, to see down in the Yudalef Yei is abnormal. And for such a woman, to see down before she successfully counted Zayin Nekiyim, so it's also abnormal. Because, in other words, if she has a Veset Kavua, and she had her Riyas Dam on the first of the month, and that is in accordance with the Veset Kavua, with the regular cycle, and then she saw Dam on the 16th of the month, and the 17th of the month, and the 18th of the month, and she has a Veset Kavua. So in Mele, if she sees Dam on the 19th, you cannot say that this is a Isnidoso, because since she established herself as a Zovo of seeing Dam in an abnormal way, so mainly until she cures herself of that condition, how does she cure herself of that condition after she successfully counts Zayin Nekiyim? So mainly it's still considered a loy Isnidoso. But vis-a-vis, where does the Rambam say that there is an uninterrupted cheshbon of 7-11, that's in regard to a woman who has a veset shenikavua. So a woman who has a veset shenikavua, so she's always irregular. She has no cycle. But there is still an inyan of zivus and nidus, of eislidos or lo eislidos. So vis-a-vis a woman who has no veset kavua, there the Rambam applies the aloche that she doesn't, that the Yiminido do not begin until she successfully counted Zayin Nekiyim, even in regard to a woman who has a veset shenikavua. But the Rambam is chilek in regard to a woman who has a veset shenikavua. So in regard to a woman who has a veset shenikavua, so there we follow up an uninterrupted cheshbon of 7-11. So mele, all the gemores, so the Chavis Da says, all the gemores that say that a woman, that the Yiminido do not begin until the woman who became his Zonadela has successfully counted Zayin Nekiyim, have reference to a woman who has a Veset Kavua. Who has a Veset Kavua. I mean, the last Gemara in the discussion certainly deals with the woman who has a Veset Kavua. Nido upischo meschi mizayin menino. So we are dealing here with the woman who has a Veset Kavua. So maybe he doesn't present any stirek. And this Braise doesn't say to what kind of a woman it has reference. But according to Chavis Das, the Rambam Shita is that this Braise of Mayim Nedusa Vein Ruil Iziva also has reference to a woman who has a Vesel Kavua. And the Sugya in Erechen, the Afches, in connection with a woman who is all mixed up about her Cheshvenes, so they definitely has reference to a woman who has a Vesel Kavua. Who has a Vesel Kavua? Because it appears from that Gemara. So these are the two Terutzim and the Shinas Rambam. All right. But the two Paschas, like the Rambam, that in respect to all women, whether she has a Vesel Kavua or she has a Vesel Shinas Kavua, so the Yeminido are not resumed until the woman has counted successfully Zaynichim. All right. So then he says, Umisharobu, Argolies, Vitokva, Tzorez, ונשמר אותו על גובייס, חושו שמו יובי ליטייס ביסקורס, שמו תירה אישה במנידוס או שישה יומי, ויהיהק לדמתיה, ובשבי שמו תירה דמתומי, וסבורו ליטווי ולשמיני, וצריך רואית שבי יומי, החמירו ליטמי כל מרה דם עודם, וכדי שמו יובי לידי טועס, בין ימנידו ומזיבו, הויסיפו חומרה אחר חומרה, צלו רואית, זה איזה מחלק את השני, before I mentioned, that Medina Toro, so only the five Mares are Mitame. And even Midrabon of Medina di Gmore, only the five Mares are Mitame. But Mitzatakones Agenim, so every Mare, every reddish tinge, and every blackish tinge. I mentioned that in accordance with the Shita of the Rambam, and probably most of it. But the Shita of the Rambam is that the Takone of Rab Zeire included not only that every Riyas Dam makes the woman into his Zolidele, but that every reddish tinge and every blackish tinge so also makes a man, according to the Rambam. And the two, is that the Torah is not discussing here Takones again. So the Torah mentions that Medina di Gemara. So just as Rab Zeire was misake, that if a woman is really tipas dam kechalbo, whether she's in Menida or in Mezivo, so she has to count Zaynikim. So it was all, Rab Zeire was also misake. Part and parcel of Takones Rab Zeire was also misake that any red mare, any reddish tinge, whether it is as bright red as damaka, or as crocus, or as diluted wine, or it's much fainter red, or any blackish tinge, whether it's real black, like ink, or it's a light black, so she's plain, according to Rambam. Then the Ramban even mentions Eloshin that Akones Rab Zeire also implied that any Riyas Dam in Yimitea she is made. The Rambam, of course, is Chirik and all that. And according to the Rambam, so Riyas Dam in Yimitea makes her only clear with Akones again, not with Sadin and Gimor. But there is one Loshin in the Ramban that even Riyas Dam Bimitea makes her clear. But the Shita of the Ramban is also that any reddish tinge, kol mare odem, and kol mare shochet, so she's paid. So the two paschas like the Ramban in that one. Utzrich hoi chives, so, yechmiru mitamei kol mare dam odem, chnishu yobim yitoyiz bein yinigel in mizive, hoi sifu chumre acha chumre, ad sheomru, shafilu mitire le tipes dam kechardu, teishif oleo, zayin kim, kizobadil. Now, this takone, that any Riyas Dam makes her into Zolik Vele, has two stages. One takone was a takone by Rabbi Nakodesh. This is the takone Rebbe Bisonis. And the other takone was a takone that was made by Rabbi Zeire. No, but, so let's see. Daf sama go go on down. If you have to go over the Gemara, it's a very important Gemara. Omar, it's a small piece of Gemara. Omar Rav Yehisi. Omar Rav Yehudi. Omar Rav. The 14th line from the end of the Omed. Omed Aleph, Samach Bov Omed Aleph. Omar Rav Yehisi. Omar Rav Yehudi, Omar Rav. Piskin Rebbe Bisodis. Roa so yimecho teishiv shisho vihu. Shnayim teishiv shisho vehem. Shleisho teishiv shiva liki. So that was long time before Takonas Habzir. So Rebbe was already Misaki. So it's not. So it's not just the Takonas Habroim. So loyishem b'shasu kutayas. The mi get the baye b'dike litares baye nam b'dike libaye. But the b'dike kidim tashmish is not because of tayres. That's because of baye. What does it mean? Before she's mishameshes mitoso, she has to make a b'dike. And in other words, and she's not allowed to be mishameshes mitoso unless she makes a b'dike and the b'dike turns out to be clean. So that's only because of baye. But agav gore of tyres, so mainly the chachomim require that. But if the woman is not a sukkah tyres, so mainly she is not mechuyevus to make a b'dike after the tashmish, she is not mechuyevus to make a b'dike kidim tashmish jiva. Or Rabbi Yom Shmuel Loishon, when she has sukkah tyres, the migri, b'ayi b'dike l'tarim, b'ayi nam b'dike l'bayu. Avi has sukkah tyres, l'bayi b'dike. L'bayi b'dike. So, Michael Mashmo and Tinyone, kol anoshim b'cheskas tala l'baleyen, אם מסניסן הווה מיני, הנה מילה בי אישה שיש לו וסד, אבל אישה שאין לו וסד בא יבדיקה. So הוא קומש מלון, that if a woman who has no וסד, so if she's not עסוקה בתיירס, she doesn't have to make a בדיקה. So it's a gemora מפורשת. Actually, this gemora is a gemora מפורשת, that a woman who has no וסד קבועה is allowed to be with her husband without making a b'dike before the tashmish. Still, we find there is a machlekes hashenim, and there are two lishenis in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mechaber. One lashon in the Mechaber is that the first three b'dikes she has to make a b'dike, but if the first three b'dikes she made the b'dike, and she found herself clean, so then afterwards she's not mechuyevus to make a b'dike, and then there is another lashon that she is mechuyevus to make a b'dike every time she's with her, before she's with her husband. So and the shach is chelik. We pass like the shach. But how could there be a machlikas reshenim? Isn't it gemara mefureshes? Isn't it gemara mefureshes yes, that a woman who is not a sukkah b'tayres, so does not require any b'dikas. Even though it's a lovesed. So the answer is, of course, there is no doubt that this Gemara says in so many words that the Bible, even a woman who has no Beset Kavua, is not required to make any Bdike. She's Meteres the Bible without any Bdike. Without any Bdike. But the reason is why some Rishonim say, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, one version like that a woman who has no Beset Kavua, so has to make a bdike before Tashmish. The Tashmish is because of the sukkah in the Gemara. The last piece in the Gemara, in the first parak, when the Gemara says, Mandi masneho le masneho. So according to the Rach's Pshat in that Gemara, so there are two mandomas. And one mandoma holds that even the Bailo, a woman who has no vesed, is a sukkah b'bayro unless she makes a b'dike first. Unless she makes a b'dike. That's the reason. But there is no doubt that this Gemara holds, the mandoma here and this Gemara holds, that a woman who has no veset kavua is muteres b'bayro, don't require b'dike. The shaila is whether that is the shita of all the amoroim or there is an amere who holds the contrary. So the rach shita is that there is an amere who says the contrary, and he passed things like that Amir. But as far as this Amir is concerned, there is no doubt that this Gemara is saying that a woman who has no vesek kavua is mutaras lebayla without any pikin. Oh, so the Gemara says, so have me must be snava min hanu li bishish la vesek. Avlisha shein lo vesek. Bayobdike. Now the Gemara says, kashe vo maslis bishish sheish lo vesek daskin. Vesek daskin. And still the Mishneh deals with a woman who is a sukkamitayas. So Mehichatese should occur to anybody's mind that even a woman who is not a sukkamitayas, if Imo Veset, that she should require the king. So the Gemara no Maslis Mishin Vesaskinon. So the Gemara says, Maslis Bein Shiyesh Lo Veset, Bein Lo Imo Veset. And still, the Hokamashnuon, the Afagav Yesh Lo Veset, Nigeni Bayi Dikeli Tales, by namedikeli bayo. Now let's see the Rashi. Boy, shall it not shall allow a deck of bayo mater and medik if she is shakanam? The Tarasu, the Misham Shimit, the Tarasu, doi Misham Shimit of Yay. Migi the bayo dikeli Taras, Lahatash, Shimoras, Lahatash, Mahostash, by namedikeli bayo with the Tash, on Amadion must listen, because the Taravalay and must listen if Tony Dike, Alcoho, Hocha, Mitarasu must listen, the Hoche Basuko Mitaris, the Hoche Mishina Suko Mitaris. Wo mas wissen die Oche, wie ich lewese das gehen. Die Ktone wie Afalpi. Sie haben wo da ein Scheiter, wo war da wie ich lewese, weil lo mei wo Schmuel, wie oma wo bei lo Muteres, aber in Wessel wie Koma. So how do you know that Schmuel's Dean applies, that le bei lo in Yitzricho, Bdike applies even to a woman, she ain't lewese. Maybe it applies only to a woman, she ain't lewese. So Ligabe Tayres, she still requires a bike, but Ligabe Bailo not. But a woman she ain't no beset, maybe even Ligabe Bailo requires a bike. Bein Yishlo Bein Leimo. Yechim Yoma Yishlo Beset, by a bike or Kolshim Leimo Beset. Ve'akuli koma shmui alo, by the Muteres. Vohodo ha'ir maslis Yishlo Beset, hoka mashmulon, ye'af al gav, Yishlo Beset. Gini by a bike or Tayr, by a bike or Bailo. Vohomo shmui alcho nezimne, Domar Abzeir, Omar Abba Bayomi, that's the Gemara that could raise a medal. Omar Shmuel Nisha Shema Vesa Asur Lishana the Tivdeik, Veyoikim Ne Basuk of the Tyres, Chode Michal Chavati, Chode Michal Chavati Itma, so Vom Shmuel Chode Zinne, that you are in a vessel by a dicker by a little as a Tyra, we come on, וכימוי קמון באישו שאין לו בסת, so the Gemara says, חודם מחל חוותי. Now, Rashi doesn't say, what does it mean? What does the Gemara mean? חודם מחל חוותי. In other words, one memre was mentioned explicitly, and the other memre was deduced from a memre. So the question is, which memre spelled it out explicitly? Which memre of Shmuel spelled it out explicitly? That a woman who has no veset, libaylo, does not require it. And which memre was deduced from a memre? So the Rashi doesn't say anything. But Tesis says, Pirish Rashbam, the hach, the hoche, itma mechlal ahid elikam. So in other words, that the memre that it was mentioned in the name of Shmuel David Beis, the memre of Ravabe, of Rabbi Bar Yirmiye in the name of Shmuel, that was spelled out explicitly. But this memory here was deduced. Then, but Tesis is Miforesh differently. Tesis says, Lekach Nira Miforesh, Dahid Ma Mechlal Har Dohe. So, but according to Tesis, according to Rashbam, the memory David Weiss of Rabbi Bar Yirmiye in the name of Shmuel was spelled out explicitly. And this memory here was deduced according to Tetzves, so the memory here was spelled out explicitly. And the memory of Rabbi Bar Yirmiye was deduced from this memory. All right. All right. Now, so tomorrow we should finish the perik, and Friday. So in connection with this gemara of Reb Chanina ben Antigonus, I mentioned the very Yeshitas briefly, but you should go over the Rif in Ksuves at the end of the 11th Perek, on one of the Zunis, the last piece in the Rif, in the 11th Perek in Ksuves. There's the 11th there. So he mentions the whole price and he explains it. And then you should look over the Balamoya on that leaf and the Muhammad's on that leaf. And then in the leaf, Yuchasnide, the leaf, that's in Shuez. The second parak of Shuez, that's the Yuchasnide of the leaf. So at the beginning of Yuchas Nide, Perishin de Shuez, so he says, Garcina Binide, right at the beginning, Tomer Abonon Kodisha Shein Vesed Asura Mishamish, Vein Oksuva Le Peres with the Eil with Boys. That's the price of Rav Hanina Antigonus. And the Ram on that, and the Shach. Simon Kuf Peivot. So first of all, we should go over the whole Simon Kuf Peivot in the Chabad, very short Simon. And then the big shach, Sif Aleph, it's big shach, Gibur Poron Roshen, where the shach is chilek on the sheet of the Chabad. And he passes that a woman who has no vest kavua is not required to make any big kavua. So an isha is only tmeo if it has one of the five maras. The five maras are the following. Not every reddish tinge makes a nivah midraisa. And not every blackish tinge. But if it is, now shocher has the din of odim. Because shocher is odim elo shaloko. So, but not every reddish tinge and not every blackish tinge makes up meyo midrais. So, the Mishnah says, that if you test on medalev, in Mide, chamisha domim tmeim beishon. Ho odei means like damako. If it is the kind of red that is like the damako. Shochel means black like ink. So, uchikeren karko, that is also a reddish shade, but it's a different kind of a red than the odim of damako. That is like the crocus. Uchmeme adomo, like the earth water. Uchimozuk, like diluted wine. Wine that is red wine that is diluted with water. So these five mares are maize. But let's say, suppose it is reddish, but it's not as red as diluted wine. It's not as red as crocus. It's not as red as damako. Suppose it's black, it's blackish, but it's not as black as ink. So then, midraise it's not meyo. Of course, mitzata kones againim. So every reddish tinge and every blackish tinge whatsoever is tamei. But midraise only the five mares. In other words, either black as. Either black as ink or or red as the macro, or as crocus, or as mimi atomo, or as diluted one.
So couldn't there be a problem? Because the rice, if it's not done, so then they start counting the 7 days, and they'll be starting too soon.
What do you mean it's counting too soon?
If the rice, it's not done, okay, so yeah. She's not a nida, so she'll start counting before, and then she'll sit down, like with the kusim. They would take down Europe. They're going, they're sucking through.
Well, I mean, there couldn't be any kilko here, because the aloha is that if she's raised deep as tam kechado, so she has to count zayin kin. So there couldn't be any kilko. She has to make a bdike. She has to make a bdike. The kilko could take place before the Bnei Yisrael started to deport themselves for every mare. As if they had been a Zobedil. But now there couldn't be any kill. Alright. Will we call Dama Bobman Abokatome or Davke Himini Domin? Kasha is Boya Bezos Hashem. Valveilo in it mayo at a Targish Bitsiosi. So then the Alochi is Midraise. But of course, Midrabono even without Akosh. But Midraise, so any. So a woman does not become a nidor unless it's coupled with agoshi. Now, what kind of agoshi? So Rishini mentioned two kinds of agoshi. The agoshi of Nizdazo Ivreo, the Rambam mentions it all the time, and another Rishini mentioned the agoshi of Dichta Chamokim. The Nidbihude in Chuvel Nehei, I think. So he mentions a third type of agoshi. In other words, Dovah Zov. Dovalach is off. If she feels that something is ripping, but the Chasam Sefer is chilek on this agoshi. The Chavizdas agrees with the Nebihude on this agoshi too, but the Chasam Sefer is chilek on this agoshi. Anyway, Rishenim don't mention this agoshi. Rishenim only mention two types of agoshi: Nizdazu Ivareo and Niftach Hamokim. And the Nibuhude mentions also Dovalach Zon. Alright. So, Vavilu mit Meyo mit Reise Achitagish mit Yosef. Umi um Shitagish Bey. Sheneka mit Kemi mit Yotzol mit Zachitz mit Meyo. Vaval Pishalo Yotzol Achutz. It doesn't have to come outside the roof of the Isha. As long as she feels that it was Neka mit Amokeya, even though it was retained in the Beis Achitzin, so she's a nidah. V'ze mishpoto, mishetira tirep tibazdam, afilu kecharvo, oi pocheis, even though the Gemara uses the expression tibazdam kecharvo, but it doesn't mean that there is a minimum of tibazdam kecharvo, even if it's less than kecharvo. But normally, when a woman sees dam, she sees a lot of dam, and even tipis dam kechavu is very unusual. So we use that expression, which is a nida midraise, even if she'll have a discharge of a tipis dam less than chavu. Yizeo mishpon yishetira tipis dam kechavu lo ipoches. Bein meines, bein yorotz. Meines zayin yomi. Im yeim riyosu. Viteimles vilelches. So the aloche of nida midraise is that if a woman Bimei Nidoso, Biyomi Bahuim Nidoso, sees down. So let's say if she'll see down on Sunday, that's the initial year, and she'll see down on Monday, she'll see down on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, and Shabbos. So between Shabbos she can be Tivelas and Shemitas. Because Nido does not have to count Nikim. She has to count 7 days. That's the Aloha in the Rais. With the Velas Blilches, but the Tefillah cannot take place on the seventh day. With the Raisi, it's no Tefillah. It has to take place after the expiration of the 7 days. Amen. V'chachadim, afilu shifas kol zah, even if a nidah, so would start having the flow on Sunday, and without a pause, it would keep on flowing, and then a minute. Rak she tipset mitar, v'yim zayim kinim nashmishas. But she has to be sure that the flow stopped before Shkia on the seventh day of the Midus. Uve'erev tivel v'lches. Oh, so then, if a nido had the initial, if a woman had the initial, let's say, suppose she just started to have the pill, and so she had the initial VA, let's say, on the first of the month, so then the 7 days are the Midus, and then the 11 days following the 7 days are the Mizivo. When we say menido, it means yomim ahuim menido. And we say mezivo, it means yomim ahuim lezivo. So if she had the initial year on the first of the month, now the two passages like the Ramban, and there's the sheet of all the Rishenim. The Ramban is a yochid. Is a yochid. So if she had the initial year on the first of the month, so the first 7 days are the yomenido. And then, from the 8th day till the 18th, the 11th day, the 11 days following actual Nidus, so that is the Yemei Zivon. Yemei Zivon. Umishbiyim Zayim Veilech, Ad Yid Alef Yei, Nikroim Yemei Zivon, Vein Shechachom Kiel Yid Alef Yei, Shemini Lenidon. Umishpoto Bohen, Nimroa So Ben Yechob Lepad, בין שתירה בתחילת הלילה ובסבייהם רק שתפסיק בתארו משמר אסכול הלילה שרקה. אם לא תירה תשכם ממוחו ותתבל מיד מאחר הנצח חמו. So the thing that I see is that a nido cannot be tivelis before the termination of the seventh day. And the tefillah is no tefillah mid raise if she's tivelis on the seventh day. It's no tefillah. She has to be tivelis after tzisak yechovim. After it's like chovim, but that's nido. But zovo, so the halacha is now there is zovek tamo midaraisa and there is zovek dila midaraisa. Zovek tamo means if she had a rias dam on one day in the yemei zivo, let's say the initial rias was on the first of the month, and so then the eighth is the first one of the yidalef yei, on the eighth day she had a rias, so then she has to be shemeres yim kineged yei. Zovek tamo. So the ninth day, she has to observe as a clean day. So the ninth day. But on the ninth day in the morning, after Netzach Hamo, she can be Tivelis. She can be Tivelis. And she, but she's Asura Lebailo, Midaraisi, because of the possibility, maybe she'll see Dam in the afternoon, so that will be Seisei the minion of Yei Mechot. Of one full day. So, but she can be tivelis in the morning, but she is asur on the bylaw until the termination of the day, and then she is muteres. Then muteres. And these other day were the same thing. With the raise, she has to count zayin mikin, but on the seventh day, after Netzach Hamo, she can be tivelis. But she is asur on the bylaw. She is asur on the bylaw because of the possibility maybe she'll have the day's dam. On the seventh day, and that will be seiseya all the 7 days. So she has all the bylaw, but tefillah can be realized in the morning of the seventh day. Of the seventh day. Now, but midrabbonon in regard to a zove. So there is a halacha that she cannot be tivelis in the daytime, the seventh day, and that's the Gemara of Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon says, "Taf samozayin on the base, ulabaye merde oibne kule sofik zovin shabin rabbonon, vitrilinu biyomed ishvuyoye." So the Gemara says, "Mishim Rav Shimon, ditanye achar in the middle of the omet, taf samozayin on the base, ditanye achar tito achar likulon shloitumo mafsekes bineir." That means that if there is a rias dam in the midst of the Zayin Kim, so that is Seisir, and she has to start counting Zayin Kim anew. Avalomot, but once if it is the seventh day in the morning, she can be Tivelis. Avalomot Chachomim also Asaske. She is Asura to be Tevel in the morning of the seventh day. Is Shemot Tovel Lidisofik. tell you something, because one cheese develops as long as she's not develops, so the husband is not disposed to have cohabitation with his wife. But if she'll be develops in the morning, so even if you tell him he has to wait until the termination, so there might be nichshol chas v'sholem. So the mela, because of that, the chachomim asad imposed the nisar upon his ovik delet to be developed in the morning of the seventh day, because of the possibility of a mirsh. Avon chachomim also asked Shem tovel in the sofik. So by zovik delet, it's only with the rabbonon that she cannot be developed. But with the raisa she can be developed. Nide cannot be developed with the raisa on the seventh day, because that's the aloha. That only after the termination of the 7 days. Now, but there is another, there is in the Rabbonon vis-a-vis in the tomb, Chachom Misaki. Of course, on the seventh day, in the daytime, any day cannot be developed with the Raise, it's no thriller. But with Raise, she can be developed on the night of the eighth, and if she wants, she can be developed on the morning of the eighth. So the Chachom Maser, that she cannot be developed, and also they say Gemara, on the morning of the 8th or the 9th, any morning, any day. She has to be developed at night time. Why can't she be developed in the morning of the 8th? Because of Schar Biton. Because she herself is already the 8th day. But her daughter, she might have a grown-up daughter, and the grown-up daughter who is also married. And the grown-up daughter will see that her mother goes tefillah in the morning. The daughter will not know that it's day in day. She'll think it's the seventh day. She'll assume it's the seventh day. And then, when she has the seventh day of Yimini Tussor, she'll also go through it, and then she'll be with her husband, Be'iver and Isakores. So, Mishum Schar Bito, Nachomim Asar, Tvile, even by needle in the morning. All right. So, he says, but, Midraise, so, Ezovedele and Ezovetane, in the morning, can be developed. So, Suppose on the eighth day, she saw it is done, so she has to observe the ninth day as a clean day. Suppose on the ninth day she also saw it done, so she still is Shibarasim Kinagadiyay. So the tenth day has to be observed as a clean day. Suppose on the eighth day, the ninth day, and the tenth day she saw it done. So then she becomes his other daily. Nasin is daily, the Titar Achinil is Ayom Nikim, Chutz Mim Shepisekins, Baby Tivellas, Bim Zayed, Lachan is a Hamom Yad. The two is discussing the rice here. That's why he says, Vitivellas, Bim Zayed, Lachan is a Hamom. With Rabbonon, that's Rapshim and Saloch, and Absam Zayed. Omul Chachom and Mosul Asiskin. Elo Shasilo Lishami Shemotir of Tistel, Bim Liroas of the Holy Dalle Fiyim, Adim Achei. Oh, now, Tiveles miyadli mochosei, vinitzricho lishmele yeim echod litarosei. Now, suppose, so if she saw dam, the initial be on the first, so then the first 7 days he may use. Then from the 8th up to the 18th, inclusive, constitute the imizim. So, suppose, so if she sees on the 8th day, on the 9th day, on the 10th day, he is dam, she becomes a Zovitan. Suppose she sees dam on the 18th day, that's the last day of the Yedalef Yeh. So, there is a machleket between Bishan and Bisila, and then. So, just went over the most basic data. Without which he couldn't even understand the two and should know. But you'll have to go over certain pieces of Gemara in order to know them. So that's the Mishneh Daf Ayin Aleph from the base, which continues into Arvei Zogdal. Horei Eirim Achadoso, Vitovlo Leere, Vumishamsho, Visham Eimri Mitam Mishka Vumisha Vechayom Mikor. Ubisil Eimri Vturim Nakor. So according to Vishamai, if a woman has a Vias Dam on the 11th day of the Yemei Ziveh, So the Riyah took place in the Yemei Ziveh, but the Shimur cannot take place in the Yom Moel Ziveh. So according to Mishamai, as long as the Riyah took place in the Yemei Ziveh, the last day of the Yemei Ziveh, so she becomes a Shinarasyen Kineget Yei, and Midraise, she is required to observe the next day as a green day, even though the next day will already mark the beginning of the Yemenini, you see, because that's a distinction between Zovus Tamus and Zovus Deilu. Zovus Tamo and Zovus Deilu, and Zivik Tamo and Zivik Deilu, because in respect to Zovek Deilu, so the Alochins, we learned that from Iskusim. So, in respect to Zovek Tame, suppose a woman will see down, let's say, on the 10th day of the Yemei Ziveh. So she still has one day to count as a good day to realize the aloha of Shemarazin Kinagadiyin. It's a aloha of Shemarazin Kinagadiyin. So then, and suppose, so the aloha.